Lamplight Audiobooks presents The Night Raids by Jim Kelly, narrated by Chris Dyer. For my mother, Peggy Kelly, who survived the air raids alone with my brother while my father fought in Italy. Chapter 1. 25th of August, 1940. The coast of East Anglia appeared below. A curving line of white surf glimpsed through the glass cockpit floor of the bomber. The pilot, Lieutenant Helmut Bartel, imagined the Heinkel's moon shadow sliding over the beach and the marshes, and then the wide fields that lay ahead. He tapped his compass, checking they were still on the correct bearing for their target, a railway bridge over a river just north of the medieval city of Cambridge. He used his glove to smooth away the ice which obscured the needle. Leaning back into his seat, he felt through the steering column the soft bump as the aircraft hit the warm air rising from the land below, slowly giving up to the darkness the heat it had absorbed during a long summer's day. It had been a dazzling day in Berlin. He'd spent the morning with his family on the beach at the lake, his eldest daughter, bouncing on her toes in front of the ice cream seller's bicycle, could never keep the cone upright. The baby had slept on a rug in the shade of a parasol. His wife had worn a daring new swimsuit. Back at their flat, after a meal, his friend and co-pilot, Walter Schmidt, had picked him up for the drive to the airfield, and Bartel had waved through the rear window, watching his family diminish, standing against a backdrop of suburban trees. "Es ist Zeit," he said, shattering the memory, his voice relayed to the crew, the radio signal almost obscured by static. Schmidt, who was also the bombardier, unbuckled himself from the co-pilot's seat and wriggled expertly to the floor of the cockpit, where he landed softly on his knees. He spread his body out on the plastic flexiglass, the line of his spine absolutely central, his feet pointing back across the North Sea to the Frisian Islands and Berlin, his head set directly towards Cambridge. In this position, he was able to rest his skull in the niche provided and use his right eye to look down through the bombsight. His hand crept over the instrument set in the fuselage, his fingers finally resting on the bomb bay trigger, and beside it, the thumb switch for the reconnaissance camera. Bartel, staring into the night, noted the smell rising from the navigator. Cold
sample complete. Ready to continue?